Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Kropp.
Welcome, everybody. Great to have you with us as we begin another day of broadcasting here about the political issues, talking about the political issues of the day and how they, in fact, rather affect your life and what you can do about them to change your world. That's what this show's all about. Political activism, folks. So, there is a... Here's what I want to talk with you about today, and I think this is so important. The wokeness of the left is a part of what's called secular humanism. It's a doctrine of demons, if you will. And it has infected every area of our society. And our liberal, progressive, or regressive totalitarian mindsets that are of the people who rule Oregon, our larger cities, certainly the governor, secretary of state, who's as close to an avowed communist as you can get. Our Speaker of the House, even our Senate President. The liberal Peter Courtney, who, I mean, I'd never thought I would say this, but I'm gonna. And I've known Peter well. I served with him all 8 years I was in the House of Representatives. But I would tell you, I've never thought that I would describe Peter Courtney as being a moderate. But compared to everybody else in his party these days, especially those that he's serving with, he is a moderate, folks. For him to make that statement that we talked about in his interview with KGW, that his son, who lives, I think, in Montana, whom I know, by the way, took him flying in one of his first flights ever, advising his son not to move back to Oregon. Now think about that. That's a profound thing, isn't it? Why is that? Because even Peter Courtney, as liberal as he is, understands how far left the Democratic Party has become. If it was a good thing, seriously, if a liberal like Peter Courtney is telling his son not to come back to Oregon because Oregon's basically a mess. What does it tell you about even liberals' understanding of where this state is headed? It's not rocket science, is it? No, it's pretty simple to understand. If even liberals get and understand that the direction their party is headed in its leadership, in its implementation of legislation, if its implementation of rules, if its implementation of wokeness, progressivism, is good, wouldn't he say to his son, come on back to Oregon? No. It tells you a lot. Now, I just gave you something as a starting point of a conversation with someone in your world that's a persuadable, not a leftist, but someone who's a persuadable, something to talk about. Because there are stories, and I'm going to get into what Jefferson and Adams said about the founding of this nation, about a thing called liberty. Because the stories that are out there are of, and this is on the Oregon Catalyst, and Ronnie, hang on, I'll get to you in a second. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Protesters vandalized 4 Portland churches. This is in the Oregon Catalyst. Left-wing activists in downtown Portland vandalized the historic Holy Redeemer Catholic Church on Rosa Parks Way in mid-July. In June, Portland St. Patrick's, Portland St. Francis of Assisi, from the Catholic Sentinel, was a headline. 4 Portland parishes vandalized. At least one incident, a response to the unmarked graves found in Canada. And it has pictures. And it has a picture and a story of a Portland protester who attacked the church, got arrested, and caused a priest to go fleeing. Now, you folks know that I'm an evangelical Christian. I'm not a Catholic. It doesn't matter. We're all the body of Christ. And you know what? We better figure that out. We better figure it out, because you see, an attack on any of these Catholic churches is an attack on every one of our churches as evangelicals. Now, why is this happening? Because of wokeness, folks. Progressivism, however you want to say it. Democratic socialism. Secular humanism. I'm going to get into this because this is important. There's a couple of other things that are out there that I think are... Oregon, a new law is going to require that medical examiners note when someone dies while they are homeless. It doesn't matter what they die of. Could be COVID. Isn't going to matter. Could be whatever. Like the guy... Or the gal. Let me tell you, it's a misprint. It's a woman. So this is a Statesman Journal story. This is a quality of proofreading that we get these days in today's news media. Not only are they woke, they can't do their job. Anyway, in November, Jill Comstedt died at the age of 36 from MRSA while living in Cascades Gateway Park. Chronically, I mean, folks, just because you die as a homeless person doesn't mean anything, does it? So why would they be doing this? What's the motivation behind this? What value does this bring to anything? Well, let's go back to wokeism. I will guarantee you that 2 things will come out of this. It's racism that is leading to homelessness. In fact, some have already said that. And it's white supremacy. Because it's the attitudes of government that leads to homelessness. Have you noticed, by the way, how they're on state property, they're cleaning up Market Street? There's pictures about that. The homeless people are gone. They're cleaning up the garbage. ODOT started on July 19th. What was that, a couple of days ago? Well, why would that be happening now? Let me tell you why it's happening. What's changed in terms of homelessness? Nothing. What government policy has been enacted that makes for less homeless people? Nothing. Oh, Kate Brown talks about it. Peter Courtney talks about it. Tina Kotek, but they've done nothing. So why are they cleaning it up now? Think about it. Because it's not, and this is on state property now, okay? This is not City of Salem property. Why are they doing this now? Let me tell you why. Because I will guarantee you that Kate Brown and the Democrats have polling in their hands that shows they do not like the new policy that encourages more homelessness on state property. And that people are sick and tired of it. They're tired of looking at it. And they want it fixed. They want it cleaned up. That's the only reason this is happening, because nothing has changed in state policy other than to facilitate more of it. It's all political, folks. Why do it now? If the need is so great, why not just let them continue? Again, I just gave you a talking point. Why is it happening now? What's happened in Oregon law or policy to make it so that there are less homeless people? Nothing. Go to the phones, 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Ronnie, thanks for hanging on. I had to sort of get that off of my chest today. What's on your mind?
I'm going to address that. I'm going to add on to your homeless situation. You know what's unnoticed on the whole left coast? Oh, bad reviews from people that's got to pay to clean up their $10,000 every truckload prevailing wage butts. They're going to try to go through Redondo Beach, Venice Beach, Seattle, South Seattle, Oakland, all these little cities that's been violent all these times, even in Portlandia, because they want more federal money. And by doing that, they want to show that they're charitable. They've came off, they got them off the state property, but you're starting to see them in the fields out there off of Hawthorne. You're starting to see them put their little tents right off on the sidewalks, just like they do in Colorado and stuff, where they can use their fecal matter, and we the taxpayer, again, are the losers. The biggest denomination of the homelessness is because it meets their agenda. So they can say, we can get more federal money. Oregon per capita, out of 11 Western states, gets 2.5 to 4 times more federal money than any other state in the union per capita, than California, Texas, Oklahoma, Montana, Idaho, and Utah. Now, the question would be, is, you know, this would be a good opportunity for my side of the people to think. If you go to polkcounty.gop, you can see what really is going on, what we trying to do. And at the same time, it's even got what's really going on in the rest of the country, and more real news, not fake news that you get off of the Marxist sites that's colluding with our government. And the last thing I want to say, Jeff, is this. When I have my own party that wants to restrict and wants to play games, and I am tired of it. As you have read my solution, how to we can come together and put skin in. Maybe Friday we might want to talk about that. I sent you a copy of it, but I think it would be a good thing. We either got to have a backbone and be lions and lionesses, or doves, or eagles with claws, than to be sheep or canaries in a coal mine and be led down the road to serfdom into damnation. Now, all these people are talking about they are the party. Let's put some skin in the game. We need more PCPs. We need more people on the ground. They're 10 to 1 on us through the unions and Oregon Association. Let's stand up. Let's get a backbone. And if you talk about you got principles, let's go to these school board meetings. Let's go to these city councils and stop this CRT or the Barbara Streisand that they trying to throw down on us. Actions speak louder than words. God bless you.
Folks, he just laid out for you how you can help. You got to show up. Friends. Back in a moment with Rebecca at 6:20. Thanks, Ronnie.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
We are back, friends. In a moment, we'll go back to the phones. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. 503-589-1220. Or you can send me an email to Jeff, KSLM.news, or Jeff at 1220.am. Thomas Jefferson said, God, and I quote, God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, the conviction in the minds of the people that those liberties are the gift of God, unquote. Let me say it again so you hear it again. God who gave us life gave us liberty. And can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are a gift of God? It's time we stood up, folks. One of the ways you can do that is do exactly what Ronnie just talked about. You want to get Republicans, more importantly, conservative Christians, people of faith, the body of Christ, evangelical, Catholic, doesn't matter. You want to get them elected to school boards to stop the indoctrination that says secular humanism, which seeks to remove God from any part of the equation of government. If you want to stop critical race theory, like Ronnie talked about, being taught in our public schools, then you better help people of faith get elected to school boards and stop it. Your liberty is at stake. Everything you believe in is at stake. God gave us our liberty. Thomas Jefferson quoted it. John Adams wrote, quote, "Now I will avow that I then believe and now believe that those general principles of Christianity are as eternal and immutable as the existence and attributes of God," unquote. So the principles of Christianity, which Jefferson acknowledges are liberty, are eternal. They're immutable. You can't take them away. So before I go to Rebecca, let me remind you, because I need to get this in now, Eric Azer is a man of faith, talking about faith. He's also one of the advertisers on this show and this radio station. Righteous Renovations is his company. He's a contractor. And he's a guy who lives his faith in how he treats you, the customer, what he does for you. Check out his website and you'll see the satisfied customer comments and you'll see some great before and after photos. The website is righteousrenovations.com. RighteousRenovations, all one word, .com. You want a contractor you can trust? He's going to do it right the way you want it? RighteousRenovations.com. Rebecca, thanks for hanging on. Your thoughts, welcome today.
Before talking about what I want called in for, I wanted to say that Ron is right on the money, but he didn't explain what a PCP is. And anybody who's been a Republican for at least a half a year can become a PCP. And I encourage Christians to please become a PCP in the Republican Party. We need you. And a PCP, that stands for precinct committee person. And so you're elected to public office. You are a public official representing your neighborhood within the vehicle of the Republican Party. And the purpose of the Republican Party is to get people elected. So that's just an explanation of what Ron was talking about. And the reason I called in was because when I was going down to the Capitol, many, many days that I was there, there were lots of homeless people there who came from all over Oregon. And so I believe that homeless people are very politically intertwined and very informed and working with the Democrat Party. And it's my thought that the homeless people are being routed into the countryside because it's fire season. And I believe that there will be many fires started by the homeless people because this the Democrats are trying to get us to believe that the fires are because of global warming, and they can create lots of news out of all the fires that get started.
Well, and they are. In fact, the Oregon Watchdog, folks, if you go to OregonWatchdog.com, has a story here about Kate Brown addressing Oregon's historic fire season. So, you know, Rebecca, that she's not letting a crisis go to waste. Now, it's an interesting thesis that you present, because we know that fires get started from homeless people all the time in homeless camps, and the fire departments are constantly being called to put them out. Why would it be any different out in the country?
Well, fire is an old-time weapon of war. It's unfortunate, but I believe that the powers that are in Oregon's government are at war with the people of Oregon. You can't create in the Capitol building, they have a list of things you cannot talk about. And at the bottom of that list of things you cannot talk about, it says not limited to these. In other words, they can attack you for anything you say that makes them want to attack you. And they'll send lawyers after you, and they'll do things to you. It's within our own capital, we are not allowed to talk about things, and we can be attacked legally by our government just for what we say. In Oregon, the people who are governing us believe that they have the right to attack us using government resources if we talk about anything or say anything the wrong way.
Rebecca, it's unconstitutional, and it needs to be sued over. We have to take a stand. Freddie, hang on. I'll get to you at the bottom of the hour break here at 6:30 in the morning, folks. Thank you, Rebecca. Back in a moment.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
It's 24 minutes before the top of the hour. Let's go back to the phones. Freddie, thanks for hanging on through the bottom of the hour break. I appreciate it. What's your comment on today's topics?
Well, last Saturday, Jeff, in Salem, the Union Gospel Mission had their grand opening of a huge facility, five or six stories, right across the street from the multi-million-dollar police station. The homeless people now are not allowed to be on the streets. They either go into the Union Gospel Mission and live there and get training and get squared away, or get out of town. And that's what they're doing to get these people off the street. So if you ever have a little bit of time, come on down to Commercial Street, across the street from the police station, and you will see a drop-dead gorgeous building now that's moving these homeless people off the street to either get training, get squared away, or get out of town. That's what's going on.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, because there was a story, I think it was yesterday maybe, in the Statesman Journal about, or maybe it was Monday, about homelessness and it being cleaned up. And people are noticing. I was on a political call yesterday, and people were talking about it on the call, because people are seeing it now. And I think, and I go back to my thesis, that the reason it's being cleaned up on state property is now is that because Kate Brown, Peter Courtney, and Tina Kotek have polling data in their hands showing that this really hurts them for allowing this to continue, because people don't like it, because they're not really doing anything. In fact, all their policies are allowing more of it on state land. Now, so the Union Gospel Mission is not a government-funded enterprise, is it?
No, it's not. It's funded by It's funded by a number of very civic-minded, wealthy people that are getting sick and tired of this. And the Chamber of Commerce, by the way, has been put on notice from all the businesses. They get this homeless thing squared away because it's hurting people's businesses, and they're putting pressure, the business owners are putting pressure on the Salem Chamber of Commerce to get it squared away. So there's a multitude of efforts getting this thing straightened out because people are sick and tired of these people taking advantage of this community and just trashing this community, and that's all they do. And I'll tell you, these panhandlers on the corner of the street, quit giving them money and quit giving them things, because all they're doing is just using that as a means to continue on with their drug addiction and alcohol addiction. They need to get help. You're not helping them. It's like feeding the bears. It's not doing any good for the bears, not doing any good for these people. So knock it off, folks.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up also, because that was another part of the Statesman Journal story about the cleanup, was that I think the first two people that they featured in the story, Freddie, admitted that they were addicted. They were addicts. So what you've just described is the right, and I'm glad that the business people are putting the pressure now on the city council, city of Salem, to clean up this mess. And I'll guarantee you that that's what's being reflected in polling is the only reason that Kate Brown is allowing this to happen. Freddie, thanks for your thoughts. It's 6:39. Folks, Roof Max is this new product that you can only get with Pfeiffer Roofing here in Salem. It is a product that is sprayed on your asphalt shingle roof, and it almost makes it like new again at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Now, let me say that again. It almost makes your asphalt shingle roof new again at a fraction of the cost of a new roof. Now, that ought to intrigue some of you, and it ought to be a good reason for you to call Pfeiffer Roofing, 503-647-4725. 503-647-4725. You can watch a video about this great product that, again, you can only get exclusively from Pfeiffer Roofing. You can watch it on their website. Go to PfeifferRoofing.com. Let me spell Pfeiffer for you. P-F-E-I-F-E-R. PfeifferRoofing.com. Watch the video. Learn about this great product and what it does. It's amazing how it literally can permeate and rejuvenate your asphalt shingles. Pfeiffer Roofing, as you know, they've been a business in Salem since 1978. Second generation company. Trevor Pfeiffer now runs the company that his father founded. They take great care to take care of their customers. They've grown and they've survived all of these years of ups and downs in the business cycle because they do a really good job of taking care of people. They're honest, they're straightforward. They'll come out and they'll give you a free estimate on your roof. A look at how not only could Roof Max maybe benefit you by extending the roof life of your asphalt shingles by maybe as much as 15 years. It's got a 5-year guarantee on it. Check it out. Call them, 503-647-4725, or look at the great video and read about it at PfeifferRoofing.com. Got a text message. It says, maybe Kamala or Sleepy Joe is coming out west, or the new illegals that is being shipped around the country. Ron, our brother. Yeah, maybe they should. I mean, you know, never let a crisis go to waste, right? Never let a crisis go to waste. That's the mantra of the left, of the secular progressivism. That's what we're talking about today. If you want to comment on it, 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220. Our country was founded on the concept of liberty. Now, what does that mean? Well, our founders, remember, the pilgrims came to America to escape what? Governmental religious persecution. We as human beings have the right to serve God Almighty or not. That's liberty, friend. It's a piece of it. As I've quoted the two quotes, the one from Adams and one from Thomas Jefferson about liberty and Christianity, the principles of it are eternal, and that this nation cannot survive unless we understand as a people that our liberties come from God Almighty, and frankly, that they are a gift of God, and they are. You just go around the world and look at places where they don't have our constitutionally guaranteed liberties, but yet we're losing them little by little. And by the way, another reason I quit doing business with Amazon, and you should consider doing it too, is what we're watching on Fox Business right now. Yesterday, Jeff Bezos, at the end of his Blue Origin suborbital flight, gave a press conference. And Van Jones, who is an avowed communist, he had to leave Barack Obama's administration because he's so radical. Bezos just gave him $100 million yesterday. That came from you and I. Any of you doing business with Amazon, you're enabling a communist to get $100 million. What is he going to do with $100 million? He's going to continue to indoctrinate the next generation of Americans to not believe that our liberties come from God. And to believe, as the secularist, as the humanist manifesto says, that we believe, this is principle number four, in the separation of church and state. They believe in tolerance for alternative beliefs and alternative lifestyles. The extension of choice, meaning abortion. All of this is an abomination to those of us who are people of faith. But even if you're not a person of faith, it ought to worry you. Because what it means is we're gonna lose what freedoms we have if we don't stand up for it. As people of faith, as people of non-faith, you got to remember, and Art, I'll get to you in a second here, you got to remember, go back and read American history, the Revolutionary War. The movement to stand up against tyranny started in two places, well documented, in the taverns and the pulpit. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning. Your thoughts. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeff. Oh, you brought up Bezos. Now I got to make the comment. You know, it's very interesting that he's so concerned about global warming and climate change, but he spends these millions and millions and billions of dollars doing all this stuff, creating, you know, spaceships and rocket fuel and all that stuff, which supposedly is bad for the climate. But he knows it's not true. So he says, oh, I'm really concerned about the climate change. It goes to show that we've got to take care of the planet, et cetera. You know, he's so dang hypocritical. But the thing I wanted to say, I agree with you. Well, you said, why now? Well, Kate Brown and the Democrats got to create a narrative. See what we've done? See what we've done? We've tackled the homeless situation when really all they're doing is putting them in the closet and pretending that they really resolved they're resolving problems and issues. When we know people are going to flood to this state, especially the drug abusers, because they won't get thrown in jail and they can still use their drugs. So it's just incredible to me how people keep swallowing the Kool-Aid and believing that the Democrats are really resolving issues. And I'll go back to something that they said they were going to fix that they never fixed, and that's the computer system for the employment division. Jeff, it's all smoke and mirrors, and anybody who falls for the BS deserves higher taxes, et cetera, because they lie through their teeth.
Thank you, Art, and you are so right on. Back in a moment.
Great day, Jill.
You too. Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. We are back, friends, 10 minutes till the top of the hour. Last segment for today, if you want to get in on the conversation. Secular humanism is destroying your liberty. That's an interesting statement to make. Secular humanism, wokeness, progressivism, it's destroying it. Because liberty, as our founders described it in their founding documents, and I'll have a link to the story from Give Him 15, which has the Jefferson and the Adams quotes, but it lays out secular humanism and what its philosophy is. They claim from their humanist manifesto that they are naturalists. Ethical relativism. They don't believe in an absolute moral code. Now, just think about that. There's a reason why you go into court and you swear on the Bible, right? Tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, because there's the truth and there's the opposite, lies. Yet secular humanism or relativism says, situational ethics. You leave it up to your own judgment. If you need to lie about something, it's okay. I mean, if it's good for the long run, if it's good for you in the long run, lie about it. It's okay. That's what they say. Now, I just gave you, again, a thought, way of phrasing it, maybe in your own words, that you can use in persuasive conversation with a persuadable person. Because you know what? If we want to change what's going on in Oregon, you know what Art said is so true. This homelessness business is all typical leftist, progressive smoke and mirrors. Straight out of the Communist Manifesto, folks, by any means necessary. So if lying, secular humanism, if lying is how you achieve the goal of utopia, of a socialist, communist, utopian society, then it's okay. Is lying okay with when your children lied to you? Was that okay to you? Probably not. Because what happens if you let your kids get away with a lie and there's no repercussions for it? Well, you know, don't you? They lie about everything else. Why, again, do you have to put your hand on a Bible to be sworn in for your oath of office, or you have to swear or affirm in front of a court that your testimony to that court will be truthful? Because we recognize that if you lie in a court, it's a bad thing. And you get hammered for it. This is why liberty cannot be divorced from faith. Christian faith, folks, can't. Because Christian faith says, the Ten Commandments, what? Don't bear false witness. Don't lie. Because human interaction, and you know this from your own life, this is why it's so powerful for you to draw these parallels with what's happening in Oregon today. To draw these parallels in the most commonsensical and most basic manner, boiling it down to how it impacts you and your life. That's why you tell these stories. That's why you ask people to say, think about it. Did you let your kids get away with breaking the rules without some type of punishment? No. Why? Because you know it's not good for them. It's not good for society. It's not good for the family. The same is true with lying. But secular humanism, but Kate Brown and the progressive woke people, the Ted Wheelers of the world, say it's okay to let Antifa destroy businesses. It's okay to let Antifa destroy churches, to vandalize them. It's okay because they need to pay for their sins or perceived sins of being white supremacists, of suppressing the peoples of the world, for allowing slavery. It's okay to do that. It's okay to let Black Lives Matter join with Antifa for 100 consecutive nights of violent protest and rioting in downtown Portland, destroying a once beautiful city and the reputation of this state. That's okay to them because it furthers their agenda. The only way we're going to stop that is if one by one, you and I persuade a persuadable person. That's why we have to talk about these issues in the way that we talk about them. Friends, I use CBD because it makes my body feel a lot better. And sometimes I have old injuries that pop up. Sometimes I don't sleep well. CBD helps me do that. It's all natural. There's no THC. You don't get high from it. And I use CBD because, remember, I was a former hemp grower. Don't grow it anymore because I can't make any money at it. Some people can, but it's just not suited for how I farm these days, being a grass seed farmer. But I buy my hemp, CBD-derived hemp oil, from a Salem-based company that I trust and that I know. Why? Because I sold them my CBD. And they use only Oregon-grown CBD. Now, why is that important? Because Oregon has the toughest standards in the nation, folks, and they do, because I had to comply with them as a grower. Go to probioscience.com. That's pro dash, the dash mark, bioscience.com. And you can buy CBD online from them. And if you use the discount code, the word HOT, H-O-T, from anything you buy online, you get 15% off. Plus, they have a loyalty rewards program. You can get even more money off. Buy with confidence that you can get CBD products that can benefit you all naturally. No drugs, no bad side effects. And that you're buying from and helping Oregon farmers and getting the most for your money at a great discount. Pro-bioscience.com. You can also see their products on the store shelves at Liquivana vape shops in both Silverton and Molalla, or the tobacco pouch here in Edgewater in Salem. Liberty is a precious thing, folks, and it's truly being threatened every day in America and right here in Oregon. And getting people woke, getting people in your world awake, helping them understand how important it is that they think maybe differently about who they support at every level. If you don't want your public education system to be nothing more than an indoctrination and brainwashing system against every principle of liberty, then you better do something about it by showing up, by being engaged, by being involved. Thanks for joining us today, friends. I hope you got something worthwhile out of all of this. I'll have it up on the show plan. Go to KSLM.com and you can listen to the podcast and you can click on all the stories. Make it a great day. Pray and keep fighting and believing for what you're doing.